It wasn't until August 23rd that Yolanda Tamayo returned to her job at Hot Chocolate Sparrow in Orleans. It's her 10th season traveling here to work from the Philippines, where she owns a family catering business.
We are here to help, to fill the job, and we're doing our job well because we love our job.
But she's 4 months late getting back, and she's not alone. Many who usually come from places like Jamaica and Mexico didn't arrive on Cape until just before Labor Day weekend.
As far as I am concerned, we are also helping the economy or the government of this country.
Back in April on the Cape and Islands, only 300 H-2B visas had been granted. That's down from the usual 3,000. This summer, only 42 employers were cleared to fly back their usual help. That angered some small business owners who were forced to go without.
They set it up with a poison pill.
That's Ron Smolowitz. He owns Coonamesset Farm in East Falmouth.
Donald Trump employs 1,300. He managed to get all his in the country. That's a different economic situation than a small employer that employs 3 or 4 workers.
That's all Smolowitz needed, 4 workers. And he's always depended on them since 1996. Without them this year, he was forced to shut down the cafe on his farm and lost about 20% of his revenue. At the Nantucket Inn, manager Scott Thomas says his usual 20 Jamaican workers didn't make the cut either. And his season runs through Columbus Day weekend.
It's not like we pulled workers out of thin air to make it all come together.
All summer, he was down pool attendants, shuttle drivers, housekeepers, about a third of his usual staff. In a pinch, he was able to supplement with some Eastern European students carrying J-1 visas. But it wasn't enough.
We did not have a lot of time to put in a plan B. So, I'm paying a tremendous amount of overtime.
Many employers say they can't attract American workers no matter what they do. Between aggressive advertising and competitive wages, replies are few, and students seem to go back to school earlier every year. The Department of Homeland Security raised the visa cap this summer, but it required something new of employers who wanted H-2B workers. To qualify, they had to prove they would suffer irreparable harm without them. Back at Hot Chocolate Sparrow, co-owner Maya Sparrow says she was fortunate enough to welcome back her 8 H-2B workers.
I think we were just kind of figuring out as we went along and hoping for the best and just trying not to give up hope.
While it's premature to forecast the impact on the Cape's economy, business owners are already racing to file their 2018 paperwork ahead of what might happen next year. For WCAI, I'm Patrick Flannery.